so fast. I'm Laura Cantor, Fox News. With the Georgia Senate runoff coming up in 2 days, Republican candidate Herschel Walker tells Fox's Sunday Morning Futures why the COVID vaccine mandate for the military should be lifted.
Our military is our strength, and I believe in there's strength through peace. And I think because of Joe Biden and Raphael Warnock, we lost our strength around the world. And I'm so glad that Congressman McCarthy did something like that, because we got to have our strength. But you see how they try to suppress everything that the people on the right is doing. That's the reason I tell people you got to get involved.
Walker is facing Democratic incumbent Raphael Warnock. The investigation continues into the stabbing murders of four University of Idaho students found inside an off-campus home in Moscow, Idaho, 3 weeks ago. Steve Gonsalves, the father of slain student Kaylee Gonsalves, tells Fox and Friends he understands why law enforcement is being discreet in providing details.
As far as the investigators, they're very tight-lipped and they're keeping everything close to their vest. And I understand that I'm probably not the right person to share all these things with. So I'm just trusting them that their case is super tight and they don't really need to reach out to the community. And, you know, all the evidence is right there in that home.
With anti-Semitism increasing across the world, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu discusses its origins on NBC's Meet the Press.
It's the oldest disease. It's been around as a systemic ideology for 2,500 years, 500 years before the rise of Christianity, actually. So it's accompanied our history with horrific results over the centuries. And it's not going to go away.
U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken said Sunday the U.S. will continue having a friendly relationship with Israel. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.
There appears to be a crime trend in New York City after a man was beaten with a baseball bat there on November 30th. Fox's Nate Foy reports in New York City on Fox News Live.
The attack played out Tuesday. Police released images yesterday in hopes of being able to identify this man. Unfortunately, this is a trend in New York City. Year to date, crime is up 26.8% in New York City, and some blame Manhattan's progressive DA Alvin Bragg for it. So far this year, he has downgraded 52% of all felony cases to misdemeanors. That's up from 39% in 2019.
The suspect is still on the loose and the victim is in stable condition. The November jobs report was released on Friday. Fox's Lucas Tomlinson at the White House with the details on Fox News Live.
Democrats applauded Friday's jobs report, which beat expectations. 263,000 total. Employment remained low at 3.7%. A closer look at this economic data contains some troubling trends. Wages continue to lag behind inflation. Companies are cutting hours. The top three sectors seeing growth are leisure and hospitality, education and health, and the U.S. government. Retail sector lost 30,000 jobs last month. The household survey, which gives an indicator of what small businesses are doing, that was down 138,000 jobs.
The virus, formerly known as monkeypox, will soon lose its status as a public health emergency.
An outbreak of mpox infected more than 29,000 people across the U.S., forcing the Department of Health and Human Services to declare a public health emergency this summer. But thanks in part to access to vaccines, by November, the weekly average was down to just 7 cases. And now federal officials say the public health emergency status will end at the end of January.
That's Fox's Jane Fergus. I'm Laura Cantor, Fox News.
Pull up a chair and join me, Rachel Campos Duffy.
And me, former U.S. Congressman Sean Duffy, as we share our perspective on the discussions happening at kitchen tables across America.
Download From the Kitchen Table, the Duffys, at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you download podcasts.